Tonight we're going to take a look at Sif Chaf. And Sif Chaf, as Alan just pointed out, is one of those Sif from the sort of bridges. It essentially is the Sif that bridges us from the first of the two Isurim of Melech HaZakim to the second one, from Amir El-Nachri, which is our topic in Mishnah Zayin, to Hanan Melech HaZakim, which is primarily the topic of Shin Chaf He. And let's actually begin tonight with the Mishnah about that second Isur. The Mishnah Kuf Chaf Beis Amar Aleph is, we've seen this in the past, we will be open with it tonight, and we will be returning to this Mishnah in future weeks as well. Nachri Shehidlik, Es Haner Mishnameshul Or Yisrael. A non-Jew lights a lamp, nothing wrong with a Jew enjoying it, but if Bishvil Yisrael, then Aser. If a Nachri lit it, for the sake of the Jews, so then it's also Rashi tells right away in Midrash Rabbanan, Kuf Chaf Beis Amar Aleph the Mishnah. So Nachri does Malacha, there's nothing wrong with me having enough from it, unless he did it b'shvil Yisrael. And more examples. Milei Maim l'hashkos behem to mashka achav Yisrael. Nachri draws water from the well because he wanted to water his animals, and then there's leftover water in the bucket, so the Jew can use it for his own animals. But in b'shvil Yisrael, if he drew the water for the sake of Jews, and it's also Rashi explains the background, we talk about it's not always an Isser to draw water on Shabbos from a well, but if it's in Rosh Hashanah, obviously it's going to be a problem. And so on and so forth. Mishnah gives a third example. Nachri makes a ramp. He builds a ramp to exit a boat. So that's fine. If he did it for himself, then the Jews can follow. But if he did it B'Shvil Yisrael, then that is problematic. And the Mishnah closes with Ma'aserav. And indeed, Rav Gamliel and his kainim were mekel. Since he had made the ramp for himself, Nachri made the ramp for himself, so the Rav Gamliel and the others of the kainim followed him down the ramp afterwards. And as the Gemara points out, that is the concept of ner le'echad, ner le'meir. It's the same malacha of lighting the lamp or of building the ramp, whether it's for one person or 100 people. So once he did it for himself, I'm entirely permitted to use it as well. There's a fascinating Mishnah in Machshirim, of all places. The Gemara quotes here, near the bottom of Kuf Beis Amar Aleph. The Gemara also quotes it on Kuf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph. Both places the Mishnah quotes a Mishnah in Machshirim, the second parak Beis Mishnah Hei, about Melech HaZakim. Two Mishnahs about Hanam and Melech HaZakim b'Shabbos. So you might be wondering, Machshir is in the middle of Taurus. It's all about the process that makes food susceptible to Kabbalah's Tumah. Hechshar Ochlin L'Kabbalah Tumah doesn't really seem to have much to do with this Issa D'Rabbanan, which does belong in a Mishnah in the 16th parak of Shabbos, does not seem to belong in a Mishnah in the second parak of Machshir. And the answer is, if you look at those Mishnahs, The parak begins with issues in Tumah V'Tahara. The parak gets into a number of different cases, first in the world of Machshir and then elsewhere in Tumah V'Tahara, where there's some sort of blend, and we're trying to figure out how do you categorize this overall status of a blend. And the Mishnah keeps saying, well, if it's Rho of X, then it's X, Rho of Y, then Y, and Mechzal Mechzal, if it's half and half, you have to figure out what the din is. So the first series, there's a series of Mishnayos in that format. Rho of X, X, Rho of Y, Y, and Mechza, Mechza, I gotta negotiate. The first few Mishnahs of that sort are Tumah and Tahara related. Mishnahs Hey and Vav in that parak are about Melechas and Nachri. Both of them are talking about situations where we're trying to see what's the overall demographic makeup of the city. Rho of non-Jewish, Rov Jewish, or Mechza Mechza. And then from there, the Mishnah is moving to other issues, beyond Hilchah Shabbos, where we think about Rov Yisrael, Rov Nachman, Mechza Mechza, various intriguing series of Mishnahs. So here, the Baal Kuch of Beis Amar, the Mishnah, Gemara quotes Mishnah. So the Mishnah introduces us to at least two important points in this din. Irshi Yisrael v'Nachim Darim B'socha. I have a city that's a mixed population of Jews and non-Jews, again around seven, eight lines off the bottom, Kuf Chaf Beis Amar Aleph. The Gemara is quoting this Mishnah in Machshirin. I have a city with a mixed population, Jews and non-Jews, And there's a public bath, a public bathhouse, and it's been hot over Shabbos. So now the question is, it may be operated by Nachum. It's operated by Nachum, and it has obviously both Jewish and non-Jewish patrons. We hope that the Jewish patrons were not patronizing on Shabbos. But now, after Havdalah, you want to go jump in. So the question is, can I make use of there now? So the Mishnah says, well, Rov Nachum, Mutal Erchos Bamiyat. If the majority of the city, of the municipal population is non-Jewish, so then we attribute this, we would say, overall, when the non-Jews who operate the bathhouse did Malacha on Shabbos to heat the water, they were doing it primarily for the majority of the population who are non-Jewish. So that's Malachas Nachum B'Shul Nachum Mutter. So right after Shabbos is over, I can go jump in. I can't bathe there on Shabbos because of the Issur Rabban and Mechitzah Shabbos. As soon as Shabbos is over, it's fine. Which Ray tells me, the Issur of Hanan Malachas Akum could extend into Mutter Shabbos, as the very next line of the Mishnah says. In Rov Yisrael, if the city is majority Jewish population, so even though there are non-Jews as well, but we, because it's majority non-Jewish, we would characterize that malacha as malacha b'shvil Yisrael. So yamtin b'chadesha yechamu chamu. Then you have to wait for the amount of time it would have taken to heat up water after Shabbos. So that's fascinating. And that's the source, and the Gemara quotes this again. He said 29 blot later as well. Kuf nun alpha and alpha, the same Mishnah appears. And there the Gemara draws from this explicit phraseology of v'chadei she'ya'asu, or v'chadei she'ya'asu. And that's how it's used in the Mishnah talks. It's talking about heating water, so v'chadei she'ya'chamu, the amount of time it would take to heat up the bathhouse, if they had not done any malacha on Shabbos, and it was however warm it was from the Arab Shabbos, but it cooled down over the course of the 24-25 hours, and then the Nachrim wanted to start the fires up right after Tzitzak Chavim, how long would that take? A half hour, an hour, whatever it is. So you need to wait that if it's Rov Yisrael, and therefore the malacha they were doing over the course of Shabbos to maintain the heat of the water, we see that being done primarily B'Shvil Yisrael, you got to wait that period of time. The amount of time it would take to heat the water, and again, the Gemara Kuf Nun Aleph expands it. We'll see that Gemara in a couple of moments. The Gemara expands it explicitly and generally to Bechdei She'yasu. Usually pronounced Bechdei She'yasu. There's probably either the amount of time it takes them to do it or the amount of time it takes the malacha to get done, whatever it is. Bechdei She'yasu, standard terminology. So that this introduces it to a new din, a new aspect that does not appear in the Mishnayos in Shabbos, that not only can I not be nene from Malachas Akum She'asa B'Shvil Yisrael on Shabbos. That's the case of the Mishnah, Kuf Chav Beis, where it sounds like I can't be Mishtamish L'Orah on Shabbos. That was the assumption. You look in Machshirin, you see it's even Asr into Motzoi Shabbos, the period of time of Bechdei She'asa. Again, if he didn't do it B'Shvil Yisrael, there was Mutter, is Mutter on Shabbos as well. If it was Melechas Akum B'Shabbos B'Shvil Yisrael, so you have this, it's Asr B'Shabbos, and even after Shabbos, even after Shabbos, Bechdei She'yasu. Right. Some say, again, it's made, some present the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Beitza, is it just, if the reason why I'm waiting that long, is that merely because I'm still being then, if I go in the first, let's say it takes a half hour to hear the bathhouse, so look, if I'm going the first half hour, I'm being nene from his malacha on Shabbos. But if I go in afterwards, I'm not really being nene from the fact that it was done on Shabbos. He could have done it on Shabbos as well. Or do you see it more as not just sort of this core notion of am I being nene from his malacha or not, but more practically as a gzeira. If we were allowed to go in Bechdei She'yasa, so then you're going to have interest, which again, maybe the May after all be the rationale behind this whole issue to begin with. If I can be nana from Lechazakim. Okay. But Lamasa, that's the din. Anam Lechazakim is also a Bir Shabbos. And the Mishnah Mechshirin tells me even Motsoi Shabbos Bechdei She'yasu. Bechdei She'yasu. Now, the Beis Yosef here in Shin Zayin Sifcha. You're wondering, well, why are we talking about this here? This is the second Isra of Shabbos. This is really the topic of Shin Chafei. We'll get to Shin Chafei perhaps very soon. We'll get to Shin Chafei, so we'll jump in. to Hanamila, Chazakim, Bishabbos, Motzei Shabbos. Beautiful. What are we talking about here at the end of Shin Zayin? So the answer is that Beis Yosef presents a machlokas harishonim, how about whether it's Bechadei Shayasu or Asr Li'olam. Or Asr Li'olam. Now, what's driving that is the following. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim said, if it's going to be Asr forever, how does that square with this sugya? Because Rabbeinu Yeruchim is highlighting this sugya is where the Nachri chose to do it on his own. So it's only Isser number two. The only issue is, I didn't ask the Nachri to do it. He decided, he knows he has Jewish customers, so he decided to heat it up in advance so that as soon as Shabbos is over, the Jewish customers could come in. Right? Or the Nachri saw that I was sitting in the dark, so he decided to be a good fellow and turn on the light. Very sweet of him. So if it just Melechas Nachri B'Shul saw, but I didn't ask for it, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, that's when we say, Bechdei Shayasu Aser, the Mishnah Mechshirin, but beyond that is Mutter. But Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, if I actually asked him for it, I went over to Nachri, I said, would you please light the lamp for me because it's dark in here? I said, would you please turn on the fires now to warm up the water? If I actually violate Amir and Nachri, then boom! If everybody says, because Rabbeinu Yeruchim, then it's Aser forever. Knas. Because you actually, because the Yisrael actually did Navera. And Reis Yosef says, it's a machlok, it's a Ben Yeruchim, and the Rambam. Reis Yeruchim says, Asri Yolam, the Rambam says, no, it's Asri Bechdei Sheyasu. It's Asri Bechdei Sheyasu, and that's what appears here in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sifchav. Simen Shin Zayin Sifchav. Yisrael Sha'amar Le'ein Yehudi. Again, Siman Shin Zayin Sivkaf in the Shulchan Aruch. Yisrael Sha'amar Le'ein Yehudi. Lasos Lo Malacha B'Shabbos. A Jew instructed, a Jew requested of a non-Jew, please do Malacha for me on Shabbos. Mutter Lo Le'honos Ba La'erev B'chidei She'yayasim. You're allowed to have Hanah from it on Matzah Shabbos once it's been long enough since Tzeisek HaKav, the Nachri could have done the Malacha after Shabbos. Now that strikes us as a chumra, but really in this context a kula. And again, the reason why it's here is because this is the case where Rabbi Yeruchim said it's worth because it's actually amira, not merely that the Nachri of his own accord chose to do malacha for me, but I actually violated amira l'nachri. Rabbi Yeruchim was of the opinion that in this situation we impose a knas, but the Mechaber says, okay, that's a position of Rabbi Yeruchim, but we paskin like the Rambam. We pass on like the Rambam Lahakil, that's no worse than any other case of Amir Lanachri, no worse than any other case of Hanam and Melechas Nachri. And here it is in the Rambam, Perek Vav Halachachas. Yisrael Sha'amar Lagoy, Lasus Lo Melechas Zubishavis. Afo Pisha Avar, Umakanos Omakas Mardus. The Jew violated the din. He violated the Rabbah Amir Lahakim. Rambam says we would punish him with Makas Mardus, potentially. But mutul lehos b'la'osam malacha le'er la'achar she'achrei she'yamtin b'chidei she'te'aseh. So it's only as chamor as any in terms of the Easter afterwards. It's only as chamor as any other scenario of malachas akam shuli. So whether I asked for it or not. So that's the din. So even the b'di'avad, I still have the right to be nene. La'achar k'dei she'yasu. Then the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham, says, well, and let's take a look. Mishnah, the only one sifkat in here, sifkaf, v'chadei she'yasu v'lo kodem, not earlier. K'dei sh'lo yavo lo merlein yehudi v'asom v'lach v'shav. So I make sure again, that's what we talked about before. And what's the rationale? So Mishnah Berurah here quotes, we want to make sure that he doesn't. We want to avoid more Amir La'akim in the future. And below Kodim, again, as we said, but it's also can't do it before, and we also don't have to wait longer than the Chedei She'yasu. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, well, but maybe there are cases where even without Rabbeinu Yeruchim, maybe there are cases. Maybe there are cases where we would forbid hana even beyond Bechdei Shiyasu. Rabbi Yerucham said, we forbid hana beyond Bechdei Shiyasu if there actually was an Amiras HaYisrael. We don't accept that, but there is another case which we do accept. And to see that, and that, as he points out, that part of the discussion is later in Shin Chaf Hei. So to see that, we need to take a look at the second Gemara of this evening, and that is back to Kuf Nun Amunah. The Mishnah, first, the two Mishnahs, Kuf Nun Aleph Amunah, the two Mishnahs there. So the first Mishnah, the first of the two Mishnahs has several dinim, particularly a variety of dinim about preparing on Shabbos for a levaya that's going to take place after Shabbos. So first the Mishnah talks about Machshichin LaTchum. I have the right to walk until the edge of the Tchum. I can't walk out of Tchum over the course of Shabbos. Lachshicha LaTchum, you probably come across in the past, Lachshicha LaTchum, to darken at the Tchum, means to walk, to begin walking before Shabbos is over towards the edge of the Tchum. I leave the city, I begin walking, trying to tie myself that by the time Shabbos is over, I'm already at the Tchum boundary, pretty close, and then I save myself some time. Before Shabbos was over, I was already walking out of town. It's going to take me Kedei Hilach Mil, to walk a mil, wherever Kedei Hilach Mil is, right? 18 minutes, 22 and a half, 24. So I'll save that time, the time it takes me to walk from my house to the edge of the city, and then another 2,000 miles beyond. Normally we don't allow that for a random reason, because that sounds like you're trying to save time in order, you're walking on Shabbos in order to get somewhere else. So we're not generally very warm to the idea of Meichim Shabbos Lachol, but we would allow it, and particularly the Mishnah says, if it's Tzorach Mitzvah, I need to take care of something for a wedding, I need to take care of something for a Levaya, so then we would allow Hachshachal Lachol, that's the first thing. And then the Mishnah begins to talk about Nachri-related dinim, a second din and a third din. The second din is the Nachri brought the Tkufas HaMishnah, the minig was to have musical accompaniment at the Levaya. That comes up in Mishnayos in various Masechtos. For they would have a dirge, they would have funereal music. So the Mishnah talks about if the Nachri brought flutes on Shabbos from outside the Tchum, that could be a problem. And then finally, our main focus is the last of the three dinim here. Asu lo Aron v'chafru lo kever. So let's say the Nachrim on Shabbos made a coffin. Or they dug a grave. It takes time to do each of those. So the Nachrim did it on Shabbos. And the question is, can we use it after Shabbos for the Jewish burial? The Mishnah says, well, you cover Bar Yisrael, the Imbish Bar Yisrael, lo you cover Bar Olamas. Mishnah says, yes and no. This looks familiar. You cover Bar Yisrael, but the Reisha, Rashi points out, is where it was not done for a Jew. It was done for a non-Jew. So if the Nachrim, it was the Melechas Nachri, Bishvil Nachri, Bishabbos, there's nothing wrong with having Hana. But if it was Bishvil Yisrael, lo you cover Bar Olamas. It can never, ever, ever enjoy it. That's intriguing, especially given that we just learned the Mishnah in Machshirin that said Hanan Lech is not Bishul Yisrael. Again, the Mishnah of Kuf Chabez didn't really specify, so not knowing anything else, I would have imagined is Bishat. But okay, I'm open to saying that Yisrael lasts longer. How much longer? So the Mishnah we just learned in Machshirin says Bichdei Shiyaso. So the Mishnah here says Yisrael forever. That's interesting. So Rabbi Yerucham would say, well, if the Jew actually asked for it, then it's Aser forever. But that doesn't sound like what the Mishnah is talking about. It just said Bishvil Yisrael. So the last piece of Gemara, here at the very bottom of the Amud, right before the second Mishnah, Aser l'Aron Chafer lo Kever, Amai, why? Hachinami yamtin b'chadesha yasu. Why not wait b'chadei sheyasu? So Ula says, well, omei basratia. Here's a special case because in the asratia, so I understand about the kever. How about the arun? Muto akivra. What's going on? But Rashi is intriguing. Rashi says, third line from the bottom, b'chadei sheyasu. You ought to wait b'chadei sheyasu. So Rashi says, well, nehidu al mucha chamilsa, Miu yesh lomar shem bishvil Yisrael nasa. Rashi says, well, even if it's not clearly Shal Yisrael, maybe it was Shal Yisrael, and therefore we ought to weigh b'chadei she'asa. And Rashi goes on to say, ah, the Gemara's answer is no, it's clearly for a non-Jew. I mean, clearly for a non-Jew. But omen hakeret b'isratia, it was in a public spot. She'ain derech Yisrael likaver sham. It was not a place where Jews would normally bury. But clearly, it was for a non-Jew. It says mutal kivro. That means you built the aro, you dug the grave, or you dug the grave in the in a non-Jewish, a place where Jews do not bury, or you built the aron near a non-Jewish burial spot. That's what Rashi says. That's intriguing. Now, as Rashi is saying, the other Rishonim point out, Rashi is, according to Rashi, the Gemara said, Amai, which case in the Mishnah was the Gemara question?
Second love
case, right? The case of Kavra lo kavra, you covered by Yisrael. I said, why are you covered by Yisrael? You're assuming it's mutter because it's Bishol Nachri. Why? Maybe it's Bishol Yisrael. Right? So he says, no, in a Hanami, it's a case where it's pretty clearly not Bishol Yisrael. You look at Rambam says, no. And all the Sfarim showed him in two flavors, say, no. The Gemara was asking about this is sort of what struck us. The Gemara was asking about the very last case. Bishvil Yisrael lo yikaver ba'olamis. The Gemara is saying, why? Olamis? How about b'chadei she'yasu? Isn't b'chadei she'yasu enough? Isn't b'chadei she'yasu enough? He wrote in the Lashon language, the Gemara, hachinami, here too we should weigh b'chadei she'yasu. Again, because the Gemara just a few lines earlier had mentioned the Mishnah in Machshirin. See, here too, let's say Bechdei Shiasu. Rashi said, why not? You should weigh Bechdei Shiasu. According to the other Rishon, is you should weigh just Bechdei Shiasu. Why isn't Bechdei Shiasu sufficient? Sorry?
Tosis is like Rashi.
Okay.
Tosis says that in Birmas Nachri, that the Gemara asks Gavi also, Nachri Oren Lechafer Lokeri covered by Yisrael Amai. Machanami Namdi Bechdei Shiasu. Tosis also has it going on the first clause.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a sharp point. How can I although his primary point seems to be that Tosis...
He's challenging the Olamas of Rashi, but,
right, his primary point is is that the question should be relevant to Chalilim too. No?
Right, the Nami is, the Chalilim is the Nami. And it was, where else do we seek the Ishiyasu? Chalilim. So as Rashi says, Chalilim, you wait Olamas, so he says, no, it can't be. Because there's another place you wait the Ishiyasu. Where must that be? That must be Chalilim. But, either way, in context, so is, you cites the Gemara verbatim is going on that first clause.
Yeah, I'm just not sure. You have to work through the Cheshvan of Tosis, but the fact that you point that line is primarily reference to the third case, more than to the ratio of the third case versus the safe of the third case, no?
Well, he says, I mean, the Parach Gabe also Nochri Aron Echaper Lo Keveri covered by Yisrael. Am I?
Well, let's work it like this. Rashi is saying, the Rashi that he's attacking
is on the Mishnah.
Within the Mishnah, and was that Rashi was talking specifically about Bishvil Yisrael. So you're saying if Tosis is extending, this is also the Bishvil Yisrael case. In which case that lines up with the other Rishonim, no?
I'm not so sure, I'm not following the point logically, but textually speaking, Tosis is, just reading what he says here, Mar asks, by Asa Nochri Aron Chafer Lekever, Yikar Bo Yisrael, i.e. the second to last case in the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, Amai Hachanami Neima Yankim Glishiyasu. Here too, we should make a Glishiyasu.
As we did earlier, Tosis is arguing.
Well, then I think Tosis' question is, so what's the word Nami?
Right.
So saying, what do you mean Nami? Hachakin Glishiyasu. So where is Nami? Elamai Nami is the Amai Kamar Nami. You love the Koya Chalilim.
So Chalilim is also not Lola.
Right.
Just like Bachalulim,
right, no,
it's also Asherbai.
Yes.
So here too, the Gemara is saying, why is it Mutur Legamre? It should be Kadeshiyasu.
Yeah, the parallel case, though, in other words, the second and third cases in the Mishnah, the Chalilim and the Aron Kever, both have a.
You could have asked the question another way also. But no, even Tosin had.
Well, it doesn't matter which.
Right.
Tosa's point holds whether it's going on the second to last or last case. But the fact is, just from the text of Tosa, it's quite clear.
Yeah, except maybe, except that. I mean, you take a look at the Gemara in front of us. Also, Arn v'Harfalo Kaper v'Chule Amar. The Amai is going on that third case. It may be that he's highlighting that goes on that case, or it's just by the third case, almost like with the Vechule. Maybe. It's suggestive. I'm not sure that's much. Fair enough. I think it's a sharp point.
Isn't this Gemara a problem for Rabbi Yerucham? The fact that Gemara is trying to say that this is the outlier of Olamis, but everything else should really be Kadei Shiyasu, how does the Rabbi Yerucham flip it around and say that this is not the exclusion, but this is the actual
Klal,
and everything else is the exclusion?
Let's talk about that, then let's bring it around to the Chachmei Sfarad. Rabbi Yerucham, just to be clear, Rabbi Yerucham accepts the Mishnah in Machshirin. Rabbi Yerucham agrees that in general, Hanam Melechas Akum, Bishvil Yisrael, is only Aser, Abachde Sheyaser. Rabbi Yerucham was just Mechadesh, yes, that's true, in the typical case where the Nachri did it of his own volition, of his own accord, I should say. But if the Nachri did it at my behest, I actually asked him to do it, Zenzu, Rabbi Yerucham says, what we have in our hands is not merely Hanam Melechas Akum. We have in our hands is a violation. I, the Jew, violate Amir Lanachri. That deserves, that calls for an added knas. The added knas is Asliyol.
Right.
But this is presumably Torah case. There's no indication here that the Jew asked for it. The non-Jews know that the Jews lost a member of their community over the course of Shabbos. They know that the Jews aren't able to make any material preparations on Shabbos. So they said, we'll take care of it. Maybe the Jews asked for it, but maybe they didn't. It's no more indicated here than Akul Chavez, that it's from the case you don't see that it was done. What's it called? From the case, you don't see the language of the Mishnah giving the cases doesn't indicate that the Jew asked for it any more than the Kufra Beit. Unless you want to say the very fact that they didn't lay cover Olamas, maybe Rucham would say that that's part of what's going on. Now, again, and that maybe that would work well with Rashi. In other words, according to Rashi, the Gemara never questioned what strikes us as the obvious question, which is, why Olamas? Where did that come from? Now again, Rashi earlier in the Mishnah had said in the previous case, well, if it's very clearly for the Jew, so then we would push this Olamas. Rabbi Yerucham might say, oh, the reason, the Olamas, we understand Olamas, this is the case where the Jews actually asked for it, perhaps. But the Chachmei Sfarad assume, there was a Derech HaMelech in the Gemara, is that when the Gemara says, am I, again, unlike Rashi, who says that the Amai is Akasha on the Resha of the last case, how come if it's not Bishvil Yisrael, it's mutter. It's not clearly bishvil nachri. They didn't make for any particular nachri. The Jews lost someone, and then the nachri made a cat, made a arm. So maybe there's reason to. Is it at least a suffix? And that was Rashi's take. The other Rishonim said no. The question was in the sefer. Where does olamas come from? Why olamas? Instead we should be mekel. It should be merely b'chdei sheyasu. And after all, we just quoted. Again, the simplest approach to the Nami, we just quoted a Mishnah, what we learned earlier, Tanan Kavase Derav. The Gemara 10, 15 lines earlier quoted the Mishnah Mikvos. So why is our Mishnah on Kuf Nun Aleph and Shabbos any different than the Mishnah, it's not Mikvos, the Mishnah Machshirim? Here too, the Mishnah should have merely said B'chadei Sheyasa rather than this new Shir of Olamas, to which the Gemara answers, oh, the reason why here were Machmer Olamas. If Rashi was saying Israchi is a reason why it's Heter Gamer, the Chacham Esparta is saying the reason why it's Asr Olamis is because of Omen Be'Israchi. Here it's a Israchi. Israchi Oplati is familiar from the first paragraph. And this is a public thoroughfare. Public thoroughfare. That's why it's more Asr according to Chacham Esparta. That's why there's more of a problem. So the Rambam takes this as a general principle. See, within the Chachmei Svara, we understand that this Asratia is the reason Lahachmer is the explanation of the Sefer. So there are two explanations of why does Rosh HaRabim somehow make it worse. So the Rambam mentions several times, you saw, over the course of the sixth parak, beginning with the very first mention of Hanam Lachazakim, Lachabezin, appears again and again, I think it's Lachaz Hei and Vav. He says that from the outset, Paragav Alach Beis, Goy Sha'asa Malach Me'asa B'Shabbos, he did it on his own without a Mir L'Nachri. He'll get to the B'Dievet of Mir L'Nachri as we saw later in Halach Ches. Nachri did it on his own. So also, if he did it B'Shvil Yisrael, also Le'Hamas B'Asa Malach Admot Shabbos, V'Yamtin B'Chdei She'Tei Yaseh. There you go. It's Nifal, by the way, for those who care about the grammar. It's B'Chdei She'Yei Yaseh. B'Chdei She'Tei Yaseh. Then he says, but if he did it out in public, then it is aser even beyond. And there's no heter of bechdei shetayase, which is actually in a certain sense similar to Rashi in the Mishnah. So that's how the Rambam read the Gemara. You want to know why this is aser olamis? Because we're talking about a case, you made a kever. Digging a kever will often be somewhat public. And we say, this case was very public. But it's out in the open. It was Bisratia. People, like in this area, in Bergen County, Psey County, there are plenty of Bate Kvaros that are on large streets or highways. So they're digging the kever. They're digging a Jewish kever on Shabbos, and everyone's driving by or walking by. And there's just a rabbin. So that's more of a problem. So that's the way the Rambam read the Gemara. Normally, Hanom Lechazakum is only B'chdei Sheyasa, but if it was done very much for Hesia, then all of a sudden it becomes Asur Li'olam. While most of the later Chachmei Sfarad, that's what the Taz quotes from Rabban, the Rashba, the Ran, that this is something far more specific. On the Rambam, this is sort of basic to all Hanam Nachazakim, this has to do specifically with the kever. This wouldn't come up in any other situation. There's the Ganai, it's terrible, that's very embarrassing. It almost sounds like it might not even be a Hilchos Shabbos issue, as much as a Kavod HaMeis issue. The Nachrim dug a grave and the fellow's going to be buried there? And he's going to be buried there forever. What type of Kavod HaMeis is that? So it's not enough B'chdei Sheyasa, even only going to bury him on a Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. But it's not right to the mace that he's to be buried in a grave that was dug out by non-Jews, but dug out by it wasn't Chil Shabbos on the day of Israel, but still it was a malacha that was done on Shabbos. So you take a look now. Let's take a look.
So, like, the practical application of the Rambam, like, a Jewish cemetery now, we're just going to get our work done today. We're, you know, nice weather, it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Let's just keep some walls. I'm sure.
So the union decides to.
Yeah, we don't work Sundays, we work Saturdays. So they decide. But so you're saying a Jewish cemetery now, you're going to have to fill that hole. You can never use it because it's a Bishvil Jew. No one asked him to do it. This is the Beferish Mishnah. No one had to ask the Jew, the guy, to do it.
So let's take the Beferish Mishnah according to those who disagree with Rashi.
Right.
It's the case of Kever is where more Rishonim agree. If it's not a case of Kever, just some other, he turned on the light, he turned on the oven.
Right.
And he turned on the oven, or they turned on the case in the Mishnah in Machshir. Right? The Rambam would say if it was very public that there would be Mechal Shabbos to turn on the bathhouse, so we can't use it even beyond the half hour. What does that mean? They have to actually turn it off and let it cool down and then turn it back on.
But in this case, if they're just doing it in general, it does not have much of an issue because it's not for a specific Jew. Right? The Rambam says that Olam supplies it for a specific Jew, right? If it's someone else could be buried there.
Because there's less Gennai.
Right.
Yeah. So let's just wrap up. I don't have a sense of time. There is more to say about the sugya. But let us wrap up now by taking a look in the Mishnah Berurah brings it all together. In Hai Befahesi, the second half of Sifkat Ayin Beit. Hai Befahesi, she yadu bo rabim shenas v'shul Yisrael. Everyone knows. The public knowledge that was done for the Jew. Not he walks into my light, walks into my room and turns the light for me. So I can't have another until a minute, a moment after Shabbos. Along with Bechdei Shiasa, it's not too long. No, but if it's Bechdei Shiasa, they did it for me. But then also the Olam. I feel also in a Yehudi, may Atzma Beshila. This has nothing to do with the Bein Yerucham, in other words. Even if there was no Amir Lachim. The fact that he did Beshvili, that's a Rei Magan Avram B'Shem HaRama. There you go. Where this largely belongs, the Shin Chavei. Ayin Shav Mashin Kasav Medas Atad. The Shem Haran means that. And the Taz again quotes the Ran and the other later Chachmei Svarad, the Mibes Midrashel Shal Ramban, that the din is that yes, they agree with the Rambam that the din of Asratia was La Hachamir, and that was explained the Seifa that Olamis, but it wasn't such a broad notion that applies to all Namal HaChazaka is much more specific, as you pointed out, very, very specific within the issue.